Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here on another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one because this is our NABO special. And with me today as my co-host, I have Jill Peck. Welcome, Jill.
Hello, good morning. Good to be back.
Now, NABO is a very special organization here in town. Why don't you share a little bit about what you guys are up to?
We'd love to do that. First, let me just say what NABO stands for as we talk about it, because people don't always understand the call letters. We are the National Association of Women Business Owners, and we are just that, a national organization. We are celebrating 40 years in 2015. So 1975 is when we started. And our mission really is all about women, and it's to strengthen the wealth capacity of its members and promote economic development, and to create innovative and effective change in the business culture, to build strategic alliances, coalitions, and affiliations, and really to transform public policy and influence opinion makers. And I think that's probably the most noteworthy thing about the organization is that policy influence in Washington. Our national office is actually based in Washington, and very often we are the first call that the folks up there are making to find out what we're thinking and what's going on in the world of business for women.
That's right, because there's a lot of business associations and networking groups for women that don't have that policy aspect to them. Is that right?
Well, that is right. The other thing about our organization that is unique is that we really represent women businesses, entrepreneurs in all sects of business across all industries. So we're not industry specific.
Mm-hmm. Now, here in Atlanta, you have a day job as well as kind of running this NABO. Is it do you call them chapters?
It is a chapter. There are 60 chapters across the country, and we have about 5,000 members overall. And so I have the great fortune to be the president of the Atlanta chapter. And so, yes, I do. I do that job, and I also do a job that pays me. let me say that, and actually, we have a couple of guests that are here today, too, that I want to speak to. So as board members, I have another board member with us and also a corporate sponsor. But as board members, we are doing this out of the goodness of our hearts.
That's a volunteer, right?
It's absolutely volunteer. Servant leadership, we like to call it. Mm-hmm. And we have to remind ourselves that we do have other jobs because it can be full-time.
But it is an important part of your business, though, is being a member and participating in NABO.
Absolutely, it is. I think that it gives us an opportunity, exposure. Thank you for having me here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of networking opportunities, but there's growth. And there's opportunity to mentor and to be mentored. Mm-hmm. And really the support of other women business owners that are out there. Collectively in the city, and then just other business leaders.
So now, who do you have with you?
So I have Lissa Versteeg, and I have Kara Cleary. And Lissa is on our board, and she is, interestingly, the VP of Corporate Partners.
All right. Welcome, Lissa.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
So now, what was what got you interested in NABO, and what made you kind of join and participate?
It's a funny story. I was actually invited to speak at a NABO luncheon event about, over a year ago now. And as part of their speaker program, they provide a three-month membership.
Oh, so you weren't a member.
I was not a member.
So you were just going about your business, looking for speaking opportunities, and they said, hey, come speak. And you said, sure.
I did. And they said, hey, thanks for speaking. Why don't you join us for 3 months on us?
Right.
And I had been aware of NABO for many, many years. Many of my clients are involved in NABO. Mm-hmm. And they've always told me how beneficial it's been to their business. Well, it only took a month for me to figure out I needed to be there all the time. So I joined as a permanent member, and then Jill recruited me to the board, which I was very honored by.
So now, has it impacted your business?
It has impacted my business. Some of it is soft, so I can't put hard dollars to it. I would say increasing business connections, growing my network, that's always important when you're a small business owner. And I also learn. I learn from the members. I learn from our speakers to have better policies, better procedures, better ways to do business within my company.
And your company is Sandler Training, right?
It is.
Now, Sandler, why don't you explain what Sandler is and what you guys are doing for folks, for people who aren't familiar?
Absolutely. We are a consultative sales management, and customer care training methodology. Mm-hmm. So we work with business owners, usually small to mid-size, and help them get process in place that is repeatable, that is consultatively based, and trained through reinforcement to make sure that they are able to secure and retain business so that their businesses are healthy and continue to grow.
Now, Sandler is also a franchise, right?
It so is you're, a franchise.
Are you the franchise owner?
I am the franchise owner.
Now, is being a franchise owner, is that a different, is that a typical member of NABO? Or are the independent business owners?
I think that we have a little mix of both, but most are probably independent business owners. I am myself. But I think being, and I'll let Lissa speak to this, but I think being a franchise owner probably has different challenges than being an independent business owner, and also some perks around processes and access.
That's very true. It's interesting because we all run our businesses as we are the business owner.
Right.
But Jill's absolutely right. In terms of access to materials, I don't have to go create something new. Why reinvent the wheel? It's already been done for us, so I have access to right. that, which is nice. That takes distraction away from me, so I can pay attention to my clients and growing the business.
Mm-hmm. So now... does NABO do special kind of special interest groups for franchise owners, or is that they're all part of the mix as just a general business owner?
Yes, they're all part of the mix because we as business owners, what we're trying to do is educate and learn from each other, and as Lissa said, by bringing speakers in. But the issues that we face as business owners, whether you're a franchise owner, I believe, or an independent business owner, are very much the same.
It's kind of universal.
I think so.
So now, as your role in strategic partnerships, I would assume, led you to Kara? Is that how you guys met?
Fortunate for NABO, these guys have been one of our corporate partners for a while, long before I agreed to step into this role. So they've been amazing partners, very supportive in a multitude of ways, which I'm sure Jill's going to share with us. But I've had the benefit of meeting Kara, and then my job will be to go find more companies like Kara's.
And then what's your pitch to the companies to become corporate sponsors? You're the sales guru, so this should be easy.
It depends on whom we're speaking with.
Because you're going to customize your pitch, right?
Well, I hope so. That's right? How I teach people to do it. So, yeah, that would be what I would do. It depends on what matters to them. Often companies are looking for exposure. Mm-hmm. It's a great way for them to do that. Sometimes it's a mission or a value within a company and their belief in the value of women, not only as business owners, but also as buyers. You know, they want to appeal to their audience. So it depends a little bit.
I'd love to hear a little bit from Kara from Barnes Thornburg. As our corporate partner, this is year two for Barnes Thornburg, and we are very grateful for their support and really their involvement. We were just talking about that in the hall. Kara, would you like to say a couple words about Barnes Thornburg?
Great. Thank you. Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity for being here. Barnes and Thornburg, we are a full-service law firm. We're national. We have offices from D.C. to L.A., and we love to get involved in the community, and that's the reason why we got connected with NABO.
So now, getting involved in the community, I'm sure there's lots and lots of associations and companies that want to partner with you and want you to sponsor things. You have only so many resources, so how was NABO chosen?
So NABO really fit our model of liking to... We like to be involved at a local level and a national level, and so NABO really fit well with that model because we can participate here with the Atlanta chapter, but we also have sponsored them in other offices like Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And in terms of the value, like Lissa was speaking to earlier, promoting women and minorities in the workforce, both within Barnes and Thornburg and outside of the community, is very important. And so a lot of the ideals that NABO strives for, so does Barnes and Thornburg.
Now, is this membership, when you offer it to a sponsor, can the women at the company then have access to the meetings?
Absolutely.
And is that a perk? Like,
absolutely.
It is. In fact, we host a monthly breakfast meeting for NABO at our office, and I've been to a couple of them, and it's great for me. I'm in my seventh year, so I still am trying to build my own network and add skills. And so by participating in those meetings, it's really helped benefit me personally as well as given our firm exposure.
Now, how did Barnes & Thornburg let you know that they were going to do the sponsorship, or were you the one that kind of helped make this sponsorship happen?
So our managing partner, Stuart Johnson, was really the one that took the lead on that front. And then just being an associate who was interested, I was able to have the opportunity to get involved with the NABO.
So then they announced it to the firm and said, hey, we have this now a relationship with NABO. Any women that would like to get involved, you know, go at it?
Right. Any of our lawyers, women or men, are given the opportunity to come to the events. And we've hosted some networking receptions as well, where we've invited members of NABO to come to our office and our lawyers have met with them. So it's open to anyone that's interested. And again, it's just I see the value from my perspective. And so I've loved going to all of these events and meeting the different members.
Well, I was going to say also, in addition to everything that they're doing for us, they've also sent speakers. And so we've had a couple of attorneys come and present and teach us as a group about intellectual property, trademarks, things like that. And so very, very valuable information that otherwise would cost money. They're doing it, you know, pro bono, if you will, and teaching us. So mm-hmm. The educational opportunities for us as an organization are huge. And then, as Kara just said, for the, you know, the attorneys in the office, if they want to participate.
Now, is it being well received from the attorneys? Are they? Is there a high level of engagement?
There is. We're a small office here in Atlanta. We're only about 22 or 23 attorneys. So we do have a high level of participation. We're looking to always grow that. And so anytime we get an invite from NABO, we jump on it. For example, this morning, we're very grateful for this opportunity, and we take advantage of it.
Now, what's the sweet spot for Barnes & Thornburg?
So we don't have one. We really are a full-service firm. So anything from litigation to corporate needs, tax needs, real estate, labor litigation, labor and employment, we have an attorney in one of our offices that has probably done it.
So now, Lissa, when you're kind of giving your sales pitch to a prospective sponsor, are these some of the benefits that you're kind of sharing, that they'll have opportunities to speak, they'll be able to offer the membership as a perk to their employees?
Absolutely. Those are some of them. In addition to that, we have, depending on their level of sponsorship, they get exposure on our website. So anytime they're trying to grow the awareness of their brand, we want to support their ability to do that.
Now, Jill, with the sponsors, do you get help kind of from the national office that says, hey, we have some national sponsors that have offices in Atlanta. Maybe you should, you know, invite them to participate? Does it work both ways?
Well, that's an interesting question, Lee. So how I will answer that is we actually are tapped into local resources that are also national sponsors. Gets a little tricky because out of national, they're supporting the entire national organization.
Right.
And then they will allocate funds to support chapters locally. Mm-hmm. So we actually have several national sponsors that are represented locally in our chapter and that participate.
So now, what do you have going on? Any events coming up?
Well, we have a party, but we're not ready to announce where and when yet. But it will be an evening gala celebrating our 40th birthday. So we're very excited about that. There is going to be a national, in D.C., there's going to be a national NABO Day on Capitol Hill, which is coming up in March. And I was just going to see if I could see those dates here. And so that it's March 2nd and 3rd. So that's really exciting to have an opportunity to be heard and to have a voice on Capitol Hill.
Are you going for that event?
I don't know if I'm going yet. Yeah. We do have representation. We're lucky enough to have a national member who is also local that will be going. And I'm going to try to be there for sure. But I've got the other business that I do.
That's right.
So I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get away just yet. That is one of the challenges, I will say, Sometimes I think about just being the president of NABO for a year. If they would pay me, I might consider that. But it is, it's a challenge to balance both.
Right.
And because, you know, your priorities have to be to your staff and your team. And in my case, also have a business partner. So there are a lot of responsibilities all the way around.
Now, I'll throw this out to everybody. How would you go to a prospective, a woman-owned business or a woman business owner that's out there in the marketplace and you were trying to educate them to the benefits of being part of NABO? What would be your kind of pitch to that individual that maybe they're not aware of NABO? Why should they join and what do they have to do to get involved?
Well, I'm going to start with that because we're in an interesting time in NABO Atlanta. And in a couple of weeks, we have an internal retreat to actually talk about who are we and what our message is. The exciting part of appealing to all industries is that we have women represented in our chapter from all industries. We have women business owners that are very seasoned. I myself have been in business 20 years. I think Alyssa's been in business
12.
And so then we have solopreneurs and people that are just coming and starting. So the same way that we're selling to, if you will, a corporate partner and trying to match their needs and their interests, we have to really do that on a case by case with our membership as well. Mm-hmm. And understanding what the needs are of that particular person that's interested in coming. Some are interested in policy. Some are interested in just support. It can be very lonely being a sure. business owner and trying to make decisions and figure things out and socialize ideas. So one of the things that we have on a monthly basis is a CEO roundtable. I think we've mentioned that in the past. Lissa's actually the facilitator of that that group. But that's something we talk to people about a lot because they're generally interested in that. They want to know more. And it's a place that they can come on a monthly basis. And beyond, really, but to meet formally on a monthly basis to almost like a board of directors or an advisory board.
Right.
So that's one of the things that I think we talk a lot about selling. Again, I said policy, the education piece of really just learning. Most of our programs are designed around teaching and learning and growing.
And Kara, that's something like in the speaker program that dovetails nicely with the strengths of your organization, where you can help with, like you mentioned, IP or trademark, where a lot of the business owners, you know, they don't have a clue. They think that they got the URL or the website and they think they're good to go, right?
It is. It's a wonderful opportunity. And for my practice, I do insurance coverage work. And so, again, that's a topic that a lot of business owners are interested in, whether they're trying to find out what type of insurance they may need or if they have a dispute with their carrier. So there's lots of opportunities where we can learn from NABO members and NABO members can learn from us.
Mm-hmm. Now, part of the education part of this is that there's so much to learn, and depending on where you're at and kind of your maturity of your business, how do you cater to like the person that maybe just started out 6 months ago to the person that's been around 12 to 20 years?
Good question, Lee. Mm. I think that the way that we do that is still very much on a kind of a case-by-case basis. We don't necessarily do programming that's geared to one or the other. So it's very general programming.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have activities, if you will, that that like the CEO roundtable, where you can come in and depending on your level, we're addressing those needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, I would say that we're really you know, trying to meet everybody's where they are in their business.
Right. But the challenge I would imagine is you're a person that's new or you're thinking about joining and there's a bunch of people that are 20-year veterans, then you feel like, well, is this for me? Because, you know, I don't know as much as they know, but I want to learn.
Right.
And, you know, you got to engage both sides of this.
You do have to engage both sides, and it's a challenge that somehow we manage to do it because you find, you know, they say the old adage, likes attract. And I think that that's what you find there. You go to a luncheon, and really any event that we host, you'll find that it's a small, intimate group that is welcoming. And mm-hmm. so you're able to sort of match where you want to be and connect with the people that are going to help you get to where you're going.
So you you can find the resources within the group, and there's people there. It seems that they're generous in spirit, that they want to help.
That's
and they're
right.
looking for opportunities to mentor.
Absolutely, because you know I'm full of these this morning. But I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but there's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women, and so really that's what the organization is. Is that okay to say?
Yes,
I can.
Too late now.
I know. Are we censored? Isn't it? Well, it's freedom of speech. But anyway, and so
I have a lawyer here, so
I do too. Oh, gosh, I'm represented. Yes, speak to my lawyer. But I think that that's important. To say that and that supportive culture,
and it's inclusive. It's not you want everybody to win.
We want everybody to win.
And every big business has been a small business at one point.
That's
right?
Exactly right. They always talk about the hand up and the hand down, and mm-hmm. so being able to be part of that for me personally is important. And to give back, but along the way, I've also been mentored by other NABO women.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a part of the education, is there teaching someone how to be a mentor? Are there things like that, programs that kind of educate the women about that?
We actually have a national program that launched this year, a mentoring program. And so, yes, there is. You can go on. It's an online program where you can go on and you can either apply to be a mentor or apply to be menteed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's fabulous because there are, you have, and I don't have any in front of me, but you have different, I just am blank. I'm trying
different,
to think
about like
subjects, you
right.
know, that you might want to be mentor. Yes.
I need finance help or marketing help.
Thank you. It's early. I need another sip of my tea. But that's exactly right. And mm-hmm. so you can go on and decide what areas that you need mentorship in or that you want to mentor mm-hmm. someone in because that's your business or your experience.
Now, Kara, have you ever had a mentor? Is that part of the Barnes and Thornburg methodology?
It mm-hmm. is. They have a formal mentoring process, and I've had some wonderful mentors. And then it happens organically as well. And so, for example, here, Jim Leonard is my mentor in the Atlanta office, and he's kind of exposed me to the insurance world. So it's really important.
Is it structured, or is it like every Tuesday or once a month? Or
so it's really open to the people that are participating in it. Jim and I interact daily, mm-hmm. But there is a more structured program where you're supposed to meet once a quarter, have lunch, go to dinner, and try to work out your plan. And then as you become more senior and you're approaching partnership, then you focus more on client development. And it becomes more of an interactive process.
And then at some point, then you become the mentor of others?
Exactly.
Lissa, what about you? Any mentor experience?
I have mentored as a result of my business and have several current mentors. In NABO particular, we do have the national formal mentoring program. Locally, our mentoring program is less formal, but I still see it happen all the time. So it's always nice when we have new folks who either visit or are new to the organization. And organically is a really good word to use. It seems to happen organically, whether they gravitate to one of the members or one of the members recognizes that they need to be reached out to, and you watch that happen over and over again. It's gratifying to see these women come in and feel welcome. And we enjoy the new input that they have into the group as well. We've just added a new member to our board. Every time we have somebody new like that come in, it brings a little freshness and new perspective.
Right, like new energy exactly. and kind of fresh ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds very collaborative, and it sounds like that you guys go out of your way to help each other be successful.
I think that's right. I was just, as I was listening to Lissa speak, I was thinking about, I've been in that CEO roundtable for a number of years through different, we've had different facilitators. And as long as we've been in business, there are still things that I don't do well. I may never do well, but I strive. And I've learned actually from Lissa just on from a sales perspective and being able to call her and get that kind of support. So I do think it's very collaborative, and we're lucky enough to be able to have the support of the organization behind us and then each other.
Can any of you or all of you share maybe a time or a situation where NABO has helped either you personally or your firm? Any success stories or anything that happened because of NABO?
One of the things that I can, and this is a little bit more generic, less specific, But Jill mentioned earlier, when you're a small business owner, it can be kind of lonely. You don't have anyone to pick up the phone and call and, you know, tell all your troubles to.
Right.
Sometimes, and I think being women, this is especially true, we need the support of other women who understand. So over the past couple of years, I continue to get that kind of support from people within NABO. Fortunately, we're all not having a bad day at the same time. So when somebody's having a bad day, the folks who aren't, reach out, grab your hand, put their arm around you, give you the squeeze you need, and it helps you keep going so you can get through to the other side. That's support that I've continued to see from this group.
Kara, anything?
Yes. I mean, personally, I've gained so much from this organization. I admire these women. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to go out there and start your own business. And so just having the opportunity to meet these powerful women in the business community here in Atlanta has been a great opportunity.
Now, from a Barnes & Thornburg standpoint, are they feeling that this is a good investment for their sponsor dollars?
Oh, definitely. I think that we've been very happy with the relationship, and we're excited to continue to expand. And hopefully there'll be some synergies and opportunities to work with each other as well. We'd like to be a resource for some of the businesses if they ever have legal needs. But just in the community branding type perspective, we've been very pleased with our relationship.
And I would imagine also just being given the opportunity to speak helps the personal growth of the people doing the speaking at your firm.
Exactly.
That's what I was going to say. For me personally, what NABO has allowed, for better or worse, well, it's put me on the radio. And just really having, to Kara's point, having the exposure and being out there as a local representative, you know, the papers actually call and they want you to write an article or weigh in on something. And so there's just, you get more exposure than you would as a national organization and being part of it. Than maybe like just a local.
Right, if it was just local.
Yeah, so that for me, it has stretched me and pushed me and taken me way out of my comfort zone.
And then also, I think that's a good lesson for people involved in any networking group, really, is it's one thing to, you know, sponsor something or write a check and think you're done, but the more involved you get, you know, becoming involved in leadership positions, becoming president, you know, being an active sponsor that speaks and is really participating, you get more out of it, right?
Right. And, you know, we're really not a networking. I do want to draw that distinction that we're not really a networking group, but by default, you are networking.
Right.
Because you're building relationships. And I don't know if it's just women that think about the relationship side, but I think that's why we're successful, being able to do that really well. Mm-hmm. And so that's what it's about, is building those relationships, and then over time you are networking and you're meeting and you're introducing each other to your network. So by default it's networking, but the purpose of it is really that education piece.
Before we wrap, I want to make sure that each of you gives a chance to talk about your specific business and website and things like that. So why don't we start with you, Alyssa?
So our website is www.georgiasales.sandler.com. And the phone number at the office is 770-475-3835.
And then what's the pain a company is having or an individual that they should call you?
That's good. Pain is a favorite word in Sandler. Business owners who are struggling to attract, hire, or retain top talent, who are trying to run the business and manage the sales team at the same time, and they don't have either the bandwidth, the skills, or both. No ding on them. They just weren't trained in sales management. They're trying to grow the company. Or sales teams that are inconsistent in their results.
And they should call you and then get in touch with you at georgiasales.sandler.com.
That would be fabulous.
All right. Well, thank you. And Kara?
Great. Thank you. Barnes & Thornburg, www.btlaw.com. Our main office number here for Atlanta is 404-846-1693. And the way I like to describe the firm and what I love about it is, even though we're a powerhouse national firm, we still have kept a small town feel. We have great attorneys that are at the top of their game in what they do. But yeah, we're very personable. So that's what I love about Barnes & Thornburg.
And what about you personally? What's your specialty and what's the pain that a person is having that they should contact you?
Great. So I'm a senior litigation associate. So I do commercial general litigation, contract disputes, and then again, focus in the insurance coverage. So we mainly represent companies that are having issues with their insurance company over a claim, or help them figure out what type of coverage they really need.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, Jill. We've talked a lot about NABO, but now you got to take a minute for you.
Okay. Thank you. I love to talk about me. But one more thing about NABO. The last time I was here, I blanked, which I did a couple times today too, but I'm getting better at it. And I wasn't able to tell our web address. So I do want to say locally, we are www.naboatlanta.org, all together. My business is Henderson Shapiro Peck, and we are a marketing support company. Our email address, you already know the W part, so I'm just going to say hendersonshapiro.com. And our local number is 678-352-7100. And so we are a marketing support company that does everything from branding to execution. Our sales pitch, our two-minute elevator speech, we've been working on literally for 20 years because we are whatever you want us to be and how you see us. And sadly, that is just the truth of it, but it works really, really well. And that's the exciting part. So anyway, I'm really happy to be here, and I'm happy that having Henderson Shapiro Peck has allowed me the opportunity to have these experiences.
And then a company that should contact you is maybe going through a rebranding, or is their sales a plateaued, need a website?
A company that should contact us, certainly if they're rebranding, if they're just coming up and they need a brand, that sort of thing. But also, and I think most importantly, is around that marketing support piece where you may actually have a marketing department. This is more on the larger kind of size of businesses. That we support, where there's an internal marketing department, but they have programs that are just too large to do internally. And so what we do is a little bit of partnering with your company to be an extension of who you are.
Right.
So that if you need help and you need a team behind you, you call us.
And so your clients are typically larger firms?
We run the gamut, but I think that our longest-term clients really are the ones that we are in there with a relationship and that we're supporting their existing teams.
Good stuff. And then once again, before we wrap, the website for NABO is nabo.org. That's NABO. And then for Atlanta, it's nabo.atlanta.org.
Thank you, Lee.
All right, Jill. Thank you so much for putting this group together. Great show.
We're glad to be here. I hope you'll ask us again. And thank you to our guests. I really appreciate you ladies being here as well.
Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio.